Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad. Which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Sensation Salad, only at Zaxby's.
Smear campaigns to sway voters on the free SHS policy. CHAS reignites debate for a dedicated source of funding for the program. As the latest Afrobarometer reveals, 85% of Ghanaians support the policy.
Which of those policies that we know so well should be retained, regardless of who wins the election, right? Free SHS tops it all. This tells you that, you know, development should not have any political color. It should be a national development agenda.
We cover all the angles in relation to this particular story. Speak to those who matter in the education space. Take reactions from the political parties and a political scientist on this development. This is Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel. Connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Now, the opposition NDC and governing NPP over the past weeks have been engaging in aggressive smear campaigns in the media to sway voters regarding their positions on the free SHS policy. It comes in the wake of Afrobarometer's latest survey, which says 85% of Ghanaians support the free senior high school policy. The free SHS policy has become a cornerstone in Ghana's educational landscape, with its benefit acknowledged across various demographics, including urban and rural communities alike. We'll bring you more details of the Afrobarometer report shortly, but let's take a listen to Director of Research at CDD Ghana, Dr. Adam Salome, who argues the policy is essential for promoting equal opportunities, reducing illiteracy rates, and empowering the youth for a better future.
So we wanted to find out, regardless of who wins the election, so definitely it's going to be a different person, which of those policies that we know so well should be retained regardless of who wins the election, right? And as you can see, it's only e-levy that you see almost 8 in 10 Ghanaians saying that should be abolished. Otherwise, free SHS, which tops it all, planting and raring for food and jobs, one district, one factory, one village, one dam, all are policies that Ghanaians say that the next government should retain. Now, this tells a very beautiful story, a story of what national development means. You know, sometimes people feel that Ghanaians wouldn't understand these things, but this tells you that, you know, development should not have any political color. It should be a national development agenda. So regardless of who wins the election, these must be continued.
But Executive Director of Africa Education Watch, Kofi Asare, says the overwhelming support for the free SHS policy is not surprising, as surveys in the past have shown similar backing of the policy. While majority of Ghanaians are in favor of the policy, the survey cited education as the fourth biggest problem after unemployment, infrastructure and health, which needs to be addressed by government. This, Kofi Asare says, is an indication that the policy needs has challenges that needs to be addressed.
It also tells us that in our discourse, we shouldn't be only interested in the quantity, but also the quality of implementation.
Yeah.
And also the quality of implementation and then the level of satisfaction. Education is supposed to be a social service.
Yeah.
Social services, the quality of social services are measured, among others, by the level of satisfaction that the beneficiaries, the consumers of the product, you know, exhibit or manifest. Okay, that's also one way of gauging citizens' appreciation of the social service. So if you have a high number of people, citizens, believing that the manner in which education is being delivered requires fixing, to the extent that education being a public requires immediate fixing, it's among the top four in the barometer, and attracting 28% of opinion, which is the highest since 2008. The second highest was actually twice less, 14, you know. And it means that, yes, we are happy with the policy called free senior high school. We are happy with the policies in the sector, including free basic education. But the manner in which the policies are being implemented are problematic. So they require immediate fixing.
So there are some challenges that need to be addressed. And at the Conference of Heads of Assisted Secondary Schools at the 62nd Annual Conference early this month, they raised concerns with the free SHS policy they believe require urgent attention from government. And my colleague James Avergy joins me in studio with some details. James, first, what were the concerns raised by CHAS?
Well, Brace, according to CHAS, they have been struggling to secure the necessary funding to take care of perishable needs and other recurrent expenditures in the schools. Now, monies that were supposed to be allocated to schools for maintenance and other essential works were not received, leaving them to navigate these challenges with limited resources at their disposal.
After enumerating these sort of challenges, there were some proposals. What were they?
Yes, CHAS is asking for an identifiable and dedicated source of funding for the free SHS policy. They believe that all the nagging issues confronting the smooth implementation of the policies as a result of lack of a dedicated funding to it. They are appealing to government to engage in broad consultation, just as many civil society organizations as well as religious groups have made over the period, and come out with an identifiable source of funding for the policy to make sure that all of these challenges are actually addressed in time.
Interesting. But there's a reason why this is key, right? Let's take a look at the latest Afrobarometer report. And Avergy, you're still here with me in the studio. What does the report say about the continuation of the free SHS policy?
Now, Brace, when Ghanaians were asked whether the next government should retain the free SHS program, 85% of the respondents said yes, it should be retained, indicating that the policy must be continued by the next administration, whether the NDC or MPP. Now, this means that approximately 9 out of every 10 Ghanaians want the free SHS program to be maintained. However, 13% of the respondents believed the next administration should scrap the policy. Now, we've been speaking, and so that's exactly what the dynamics means. 85% says retain it. 13% says it should be scrapped. Those in the middle are for or are not for or against the maintenance policy. of the policy.
Well, we know that the ones who are at the implementation stage, those who are the grassroots of this, is the CHAS, those who are heading some of these schools. And they have already been making some proposals. But we've been speaking to the National Secretary of CHAS, Barrow Primus, who believes the challenges there need to be addressed.
If all the issues that we have been highlighting over the years, in fact, none of them, as they stand now, is new. These are issues that we have been hyping. And in that case, we indicated that we, too, as far as we are concerned, if those issues had been looked at earlier on, by this time, the system, the policy in itself, would have been better than where it is now. It would have added to the goodness that it still has at the stand. But of course, one of the commonest things that we have always highlighted has always been the inflow of funds. I've always thought about food distribution to schools, provision of infrastructure, so that we can all get rid of this double track system. These are the main. These are the three core things that, if you look at our communique from 2018 up to now, you will always find in each of the communiques. So it appears then, or it becomes a conclusion that maybe these are the three core issues, in addition to all other issues that I've always mentioned over the years.
Okay. Now, with feeding, the education minister feels that your suggestion is not something that can be, you know, that is feasible, that they have to keep on operating what is there now. What do you do then?
When, in fact, it's just because between Charles and the Honorable Minister for Education, we agree on many issues than we disagree. So you realize that even in areas, like you just pointed out, this was a public interview he granted, I think at your studio there, where he clearly indicated that he's unable, you know, to agree with what we propose. But you have rightly put it, they are the policy makers. But the point I was just making is that you realize any time that he does not agree or does not, follow the same line of thinking that we follow, he also proffer his own solutions. We are implementers. We have the right to indicate where we think it is not right. But if the policymaker thinks that that does not fall in line with the way the policy should be implemented, there's little we can do. We only try to do our best, like we have been doing over the years. Whether we agree in principle with the issues or not, we will try to the best of our ability as individual heads, as an association, to see how best we can see to the successful implementation of whatever policy comes from whichever government. So that's the best we can do. We cannot compel him. As human beings, we think that he should see with us. But where, in the few instances that he doesn't see with us, well, we will try to see with him and see how best we can implement whatever has been brought. But that doesn't mean that we will also keep on pointing, at areas where we think that if those areas are considered, it will make the system better. I think that's the best way. So to talk about navigation, yes, we cannot oppose the policy. We are not in the position to oppose it. We can just only try to put our heads together with it and then see how best, in spite of the challenges that confront the system, we see how best we can get the maximum benefit out of it.
The first years are coming in. How prepared are your schools to receive them?
Well, I think the opening date was announced since last. In fact, behind the scenes, we were hinted that they will be coming in on the 30th. We didn't have any problem with that because, as far as we are concerned, once there is food, there is money, and we have our infrastructure. Of course, we still have some lingering issues, like infrastructure, of course, had it, furniture issues and the rest. But these are issues that we have been managing over the years by routing those kind of challenges through the admissions that we do, the number that each school can take, hoping that when these things are provided, we can improve for them. But once the money is given to us, or food is given to us, money and food is given to us, the students can come in.
So have these monies been released to you?
Honestly speaking, I just came from Accra, as I hinted earlier on, where with the Honorable Minister, I did myself and my president, were with him in the office. He himself was so sad that as the day we met him, today is Friday, that was on Wednesday. In fact, he was very sure that as of Wednesday, even before the money would have hit the accounts of the school. But we are in a system. Frankly speaking, as we said now, the schools haven't received money. If anything at all, maybe if any money has been paid between yesterday and today, because we all operate different different account system, and we use different banks, that's something we'll be reflecting today. But I don't have, I must be frank with you, I've not had any confirmed information that money has been paid as of yesterday or today into any school's account. I have not received any money. Food has been distributed. I've not done a national coalition to see what the situation is like, but I can speak for Upper West, where I am. I can tell you that food has been given to schools. I won't say the quantity that we have received is the best, but it is something that is quite enough to start the process. What it means then is that in the next 2 weeks, more food has to be mobilized and then sent to schools so that we don't run into some crisis. But food, yes, money, I have not received money as of now. And I've not had any report of any school receiving money as of now. We just hope that we will be able to get those money. Otherwise, the situation is not too good as far as money is concerned. But food is a bit stable now.
Now, you heard that the CHAS saying that something needs to change. But Avijay, there's a reason that the two major political parties have been engaging in a fierce media campaign regarding the Free SHS policy. The two of them have been going at each other to say, I am the one who is best fit to do this. Take a listen.
I'm saying that Ghana must not introduce Free SHS on the whimsical promise of a desperate politician. Many mistakes have been made by countries in Africa already with Free SHS.
They said it couldn't be done. They said it was a dream, but the NPP delivered Free SHS. Over the last 7 years, over 5 million students have benefited from free education. The program has significantly increased enrollment and provided access to education for many who might not have had the opportunity.
Before, my family couldn't afford.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
Now I'm learning a trade and achieve it, and I'm looking forward to a brighter future.
Free SHS gave me the chance to go to senior high school. I'm studying science and dreaming of becoming a doctor.
Free SHS, investing in Ghana's future, one student at a time. Let's protect the future of our young people by voting number one on December 7th. Vote for Baumia, vote number one.
Fellow countrymen and women, the desperate NPP, realizing that they are losing the 2024 elections, has once again resorted to lies to smear the nation builder, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama. The NPP's claim that Mahama was against Free SHS and will cancel it when elected is nothing but a barefaced lie calculated to deceive you. John Mahama started the implementation of the Progressively Free SHS program in 2015 with day students and had a clear plan to expand the program to cover borders, hence cannot be said to be against Free SHS. What he has been against is the poor implementation of the program. Contrary to the lies of the NPP, the next NDC Mahama government will improve the implementation of the Free SHS program to make it better. We will do this by scrapping the double track system, provide a dedicated source of funding for the program, include private SHS.
So as you can hear, you have there, the leading political parties, the NDC and MPP, are at each other's throat about who can better implement the free SHS policy. Let me bring in Dr. Clement Apaki, deputy ranking member, the Education Committee of Parliament and spokesperson on education for the NDC's Manifesto Committee. Doc, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, there has been all this debate about whether you want to scrap it, but you have been consistent to say we are not going to scrap it. We are only going to make it better. How do you convince the Ghanaian listening to you now that, in fact, you will make the free SHS policy better than you made it? Hello, Dr. Bach, did you hear me? Okay. We're struggling to get connected to Dr. Clement Apaki. Let me get to Miracles Abuaje and then, but okay, let me try and see if I can get him back. Doc, do I have you? Hello, Doc. Okay, let me go to Miracles Abuaje and then I'll come back to you. Dennis, so thank you for joining us here. I mean, you've heard there, both the NDC and yourself, your party, are trying to say each of you will better manage the free education policy. During your time, you began it, but we've all also realized the sort of challenges that confront the policy. How do you convince the Ghanaian that, in fact, even though you were the one who began, you will still be able to do a better job because you're the one doing it, but all the challenges are here. You've not been able to, you know, solve them completely. How do you convince the Ghanaian listening to you that, in fact, you will be the best person to solve all the challenges? Hello, Dennis. Okay. Looks like we're not getting the line right, but let me try and see if I can connect to Dr. Clement Apaki there. Doc, do I have you with me here? Let me see if I can still get Dr. Clement Apaki. Okay. Let me bring in Dr. Asa Asante. He is a political scientist. Let's look at the political side of things, what the two major parties will be getting out of this. Doc, I'm grateful to you for joining. From where you sit, which of the party has momentum on its side when it comes to free SHS and the politics of it?
Good evening, Kujo, and good evening to your viewers and listeners. I think that any government can implement the policy effectively. But of course, those who initiated here have a little edge because all the thinking they have done, and they believe that there are a lot that they can bring to bear on the situation going forward. But any policy, I am sure anybody will be able to implement it. Why I'm saying that, because if you look at policies that governments have started, it is incumbent on every government to be able to continue from where a previous government left off. And that is part of the constitutional dictates in this country. So whatever policy there is, because it's implemented by ministry, the technocrats are the engine that will make it work. So it doesn't matter whoever comes to office, anybody, since the bureaucracy is there to support you with all the technical ideas, you'll be able to do that.
Mm. But when the research says 85% of Ghanaians want the policy to be maintained, and the government was the one who began it, but it's also being confronted with the sort of challenges we see today, will it still have the same momentum it did in 2020, for example?
Oh, I'm sure the MPP, for instance, if they are to win, they should be able to improve it or take it to another level, because they crafted it, they implemented it. So they've seen the challenges, they've lived with the challenges, and once they want improvement, they'll bring everything on board to make sure that the policy works and it works better. So I have no doubt in my mind that if they win, they'll be able to implement. On the other hand, when you look at the NDC, or similarly, when we talk about the NDC, when they win power, obviously they'll be able to also implement the policy because it is a good policy. That is why you are getting the response the type of response you are getting from the public, that 85% of the of Ghanaians who were interviewed about it told the CDD, Afrobarometer, that they support this. It tells you that it has received an overwhelming support. It tells you that it urges the government that if you get power, do more, improve it, so that next time it will be a better system, right?
Well, but I wanted to find out, we've been told by some political watchers that in 2020, the MPP got, you know, a lot of endorsement because of the free SHS policy. That momentum, can we say the same level is what is pertaining now for the party, or there's some declining of a bit in terms of the momentum as a result of the implementation of the free SHS for them as a party?
Oh, obviously, it has served the purpose and continue to serve the purpose for which it was developed. Mm. So you get some people who gravitate towards it. But quite apart from that, there are other issues that confront society head on. And they believe that the political party should be able to do enough to improve it. So that is what we are going to have. And that there are a lot of issues outside education that people want. For instance, they want issue of bread and butter must be addressed and addressed head on. Issue of galamsey is one of the thorny issues that we are confronted with today. Issue of unemployment, infrastructure development, which some of them, the Afro Barometer report, have been able to capture it and captured it well. Mm-hmm. So it tells you the focus and direction of voters in terms of their choices in the election which is forthcoming. That's it.
Stay with me. Let me bring in Dr. Clement Apak, who is Deputy Ranking Member, Education Committee of Parliament, and also spokesperson on education for the NDC's Manifesto Committee. Doc, I'm grateful to you for joining. Now, Ghanaians have been listening to the montage or the airplays from the NPP, where they are playing clips of the former president and some leading members of your party. I mean, challenging the feasibility of a free SHS. But today, I mean, you have been consistent in saying that the free SHS is good. We can make it better. To some people, the question is, how can you convince them that once you said this is not feasible, but today you say it is and you want to make it better?
I'm speaking to you from my ancestral home.
Okay.
In my holy village of Doninga in the Upper East region. I had to say that the MPP is being disingenuous. There is nowhere and there is no documented evidence to indicate that we had said that the free senior high school policy was not feasible. But we have argued, and it is documented, that we started the implementation of the free senior high school policy.
I doubt
we describe as progressive. So for political expediency, our opponents have sought to create the impression that we were opposed to it and that we cannot be trusted to sustain it. But if you followed our responses from 2020 to date, we have made it crystal clear that the problem we have is with the implementation, not the policy. After all, the policy is born of the Constitution. But when you have a policy being implemented in a way that creates challenges to do with inadequate residential and academic infrastructure, unwholesome, inadequate and irregular supply of food, the situation to do with the double track system, clearly you cannot expect people not to proffer alternative solutions and to call you out for failing to deliver the policy the way and manner in which we are all desirous of. And those are the issues that we have indicated, even in our manifesto, that we are going to address, including ring fencing a percentage of our oil revenue to specifically fund the free senior high school policy, which this government has not been able to do. In fact, many of the challenges that have bedeviled the policy implementation since its inception to date invariably have to do with the lack of adequate and sustained funding.
So,
and we are addressing all of these matters.
So what will be your source of funding for free SHS when you win?
Well, it is clearly captured in our manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
We have said we will do a few things immediately, even as we wait to host a national stakeholders conference on education in Ghana. Because as we speak, basic education is almost collapsing, public basic education. Tertiary education has stagnated, and free senior high school or secondary education is challenged. So in the immediate, John Dramani Mahama has said, we will bring to an end the obnoxious double track system. We will review the feeding arrangements.
How will you do that?
By decentralizing the feeding arrangements, where we will empower the heads of the institutions or managers of the institutions to identify and procure their own food and other supplies.
We have also
talked about bringing on board the private schools to participate in the delivery of the free senior school policy. And of course, we've also talked about ensuring that we have sustained funding, and that I told you earlier, we are going to ring fence a percentage of our oil revenue specifically to finance the implementation of the policy.
Okay.
So we have a clear plan of what we want to do to sustain and improve the policy delivery as far as free senior high school is concerned. Because Ghanaians...
But if you say you want to end double track immediately, how are you going to do it? Because it is because there are challenges with infrastructure. That's why the government is doing this double track. So how are you going to do it immediately? As you say.
Well, immediately means in our first 100 days. That is what I mean.
Yes, but how are you going to do that?
Well, we have said, for example, that a lot of structures that were being constructed for both academic and residential purposes have been abandoned, largely because of the decision by this government, wrong as it is, to cap debt fund. And because debt fund is no longer receiving the maximum inflows that it ought to be receiving, debt fund is not able to meet all its commitments. So when you visit the campuses of our various secondary schools, you will notice a lot of abandoned structures.
Okay.
So we will decap debt fund.
Mm, okay.
Debt fund will get the sufficient inflows
to build infrastructure.
Debt fund will be able to complete those.
Mm. All right. So that is Dr. Clement Apak there. Dr. Asante Silon, let me just pick his thought and then we can wrap it up. Dr. Asante, so for you, what will be the contribution of the debate about free SHS to whoever wins election 2024?
Oh, we want an improvement to the policy so that the policy will be able to stand the test of time. We should be able to also strengthen the basic level, as Dr. Park has said, and then get to the finish line and support also the tertiary level. So all in all, we want a total overhaul of the policy, which is a good one anyway, and then for government to take the conversation to another level. And the level that will be able to fund it, will be able to address all the lingering challenges. And then at the end of the day, we'll be able to churn out students from it. That crop of students will be able to deliver the public good.
Okay. Dr. Asa Asante is a political scientist with the University of Ghana. This has been Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies, Holy Insect Size Spray and Coil, Enjoy Holy Sleep. Coming up next is Kweku Asante with Ghana Connect. Kweku, what are you talking about today?
So this week, that shocking report, the Afrobarometer survey, that shows that a lot of Ghanaians are losing interest, and they're actually losing major trust in Ghanaian institutions. The Electoral Commission, with barely 35 days to election, has had a huge chunk of the Ghanaian trust in that institution chattered away, and they've been doing some work to try and win back trust. But we're having a conversation about why so many Ghanaians are losing trust in the courts, in the Electoral Commission, in the police, almost all independent institutions, if you look